One of the greatest things about television is the revival of old films, and my favorite types have always been the horror movies. I'd like to recreate a kind of a capsule-sized version of the greatest horror thriller of them all, Frankenstein. Most of the original cast has been forgotten. I mean, people, great stars like May Clark and Colin Clive and John Bowles, and of course, the man who started it all, Mr. Show Business himself, Dwight Fry. See how quickly they forget. But I'd like to do a kind of a 1960-61 version of the great horror thriller. And in this routine, with your permission, I should like to try to duplicate all of the sound effects with my mouth. We have no sounds here or anything, and I'm going to try to do the sounds myself. Now, it starts off, as all great horror movies do, it's a windy night. With lightning and thunder. And rain. I do lousy rain. Some people do rain. I do lousy. Now, our story starts, as all great horror movies do, in a deserted castle atop an old hill. The window creaks idly open. And by candlelight, we discover our hero. A young, tall, handsome, cross-eyed scientist. Victor Frankenstein. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Now, we are scribbling away. Well, we have Richmond recordings here in the castle, you know. He's scribbling away at the last of his notes. Scratch pad. Tonight I'll show the world that I, Frankenstein, am the greatest scientist of all times. For tonight, when the electrical storm reaches its pitch, from electricity, I shall draw forth the vital life forces in the cosmic rays. They in turn will flow through the degenerators, and then the fly will eat the sugar and the BB rolls right down a tube and hit the spoon right into the glass. And that's the way I will create life tonight. But first, I must visit the graveyard once more. For more parts, more bodies. But where's my assistant? Fritz. Now, Fritz looks like all assistants in the horror movies. He's a little hunchback, always a little hunchback, with a high nose and a low eye. You've seen this type. Why was I born? Why am I living? Well, I guess. Listen, Fritz, we've got to get to the graveyard tonight.
What did you say, Master?
Fritz, we've got to get to the graveyard tonight.
But, Master, we have worked together for 20 years. In fact, during these 20 years, Master, you have come to look upon me as more than just your assistant. You have come to look upon me as your leader! Together you have built an army and wipe out the whole...
Come on, Fritz. Now the scene switches to the deserted cemetery.
Master, you do lousy rain.
Yes, I know, Fritz. I know, I understand, Fritz. All right, hurry, let's start quickly. The burial party has just left. There they go. Bong, bong, Adesta Fidelis. Bong, bong. They're leaving now, solid. All right, now, Fritz, take off your coat. We must work quickly. Grab the shovel, start to dig. No, Fritz, are you digging?
What's that, Master?
I said, are you digging, Fritz?
Oh, yeah, man, you know, like I'm picking up on all this, yeah.
Hip hunchback. All right, Fritz. Start to dig. Hurry. No, Fritz, you don't understand. Fritz, take off your coat first. Take off your coat, and then you can dig better. No, no, Fritz, don't try to pull the shovel through your sleeve. Put... No, no, Fritz. Fritz, listen. Fritz, look, listen. Drop... Put the shovel down. Now take off your coat. No, leave your pants alone. Take off your coat. Listen, Fritz. No, don't try to... Look, all right, take your pants off. All right, now... Now take off your coat. Put the shovel down. That's it. Now take off. Now take out your right arm. That's it. Now take out your left arm. Now take out your other arm. Hold your arms up, Fritz.
One, two.
You know, Fritz, you're built like a fork. All right, Fritz, we must work quickly. Hurry. Hurry, Fritz. The coffin. We've reached it. Flip your lid.
I beg your pardon.
I said, flip your lid.
You know, Master, in many ways, you're immature.
Oh, come on, Fritz, we have no time. Come on, Fritz. Why don't you fix my back? Come on, Fritz. We have no time. Flip the lid. Come on, pick it up. Come on, it's enormously heavy, Fritz. Come on. Come on, Fritz. We got a coffin with a revolving door. Come on, Fritz, we must.
Well, you must admit it's bizarre.
Come on, Fritz. Come on, Fritz.
Why don't you fix my back? How am I going to get broad? How am I going to get broads looking like this?
Come on, Fritz. Come on, Fritz. We've got to go out quickly. You grab his head. I'll grab his feet. Wait, Fritz. We can't go yet. Look over there. Another body. Hanging. Poor soul must have been lynched. Look at his poor body swaying to and fro in the wind.
Next week on our shoe, a really big shoe.
I didn't know you were out yet. Cut him down, Fritz, before he books me. Cut him down, Fritz.
Cut him down. I'm sick and tired of you always make me do the lousy.
Come on, Fritz. We've got to work quickly. Now the scene switches back to Frankenstein's laboratory. Just get this leg sewed on, Fritz. They called me crazy, did they? They called me Crazy Frankenstein. They called me Crazy Victor, they called me.
Wiggy Vicky.
It's your crowd. I am crazy. I just sewed my finger to his leg. No. All right, Fritz, it's all ready. For all we know, Fritz, we're on the brink of immortality itself. For in a few moments, we shall know the secrets of life. Start the machinery.
Oh, boy, this is the part I like, the machinery. All these buttons and knobs and dials. Oh, boy.
Your malted milk is ready, Master. Start the machinery, Fritz.
Why do I work for you? I don't need it.
Come on, Fritz.
Yes, Master.
Open the roof. Raise the platform with the body on it. Now, Fritz, the moment we've been waiting for. If lightning will only strike.
Thank you.
Close the roof. Drop the platform. Now have a look at him, Fritz. Feel his pulse. No sign of life. Oh, Fritz, there's no sign of life. Can it be that all our years of work, all our years of experiments and work have gone for nothing, Fritz?
Did you say something, Fritz? I thought I heard a noise. Not a word, Master. I just came here 20 years ago to fix the plumbing.
What about my hunch? You said you're going to straighten out my hunch. Come on, Daddy, old fix my back. You said you were going to make me straight. You said someday you were going to make me straight like this, but you never keep your word. All right, Fritz. Fritz, look. It's alive. It's alive, Fritz. We've won. The greatest... Something's gone wrong, Fritz. Something terrible has gone wrong. Check the notes. Did you put in the right eyes?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, like I put in the right eyes, you know.
Did you put in the right nose? Would I blow the nose? Fritz, did you put in the right brain?
What was that, Master?
Did you put in the right brain?
Well, Master, I dropped the original brain, but I put in some Nuco margarine. You can't tell it from the high price spread.
What did you put in, Fritz?
Well, Master, I put the brain of a female piano player. That's all I could find.
You put a female piano player's brain in a man's body? What type of a monster will we have now, Fritz?
I just want to thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen.